Briefly, they swooped overhead, then simultaneously released their burdens. He took particular care to dodge the stone. The shoe grazed his shoulder in falling, and the pouch hit his head squarely.
"I win, I win,"
one of the nestlings squalled in triumph.
"I shall win next time. No, I."
They vanished and reappeared moments later. Two rocks and his other shoe rained down upon him. He evaded all. Clods of comparatively soft mud followed, and now he judged it wise to let them hit. Mud spattered his shoulders, face, and hair. High-pitched squawks of victory resounded.
"I concede!"
Farnall lifted both hands in good-humored defeat. "Had they been rocks, I must have succumbed. You have demonstrated your prowess." Retrieving his pouch, he opened it and found Chirruk, the vivisectionist's vial of stolen repose, intact. He pulled the cork and applied the oily contents to his naked body.
"What do you do?"
The juveniles, perched on the rim of the nest, watched bright-eyed. "I prepare a new game. I shall run to and fro. You will try to take me down. But it will not be so easy this time. Observe, I anoint my flesh with an oleaginous substance, allowing me to slide from your grasp as terse